worldwide. Now.
Radio Noordzee Internationaal. Dit is Dreammaster.
How do you suppose they got all that sound in that little teeny box?
Radio makes my day happy.
It's a music box that never stops, and we love it so. As bright as cherry lollipops.
Happy radio.
You're gorgeous. You're beautiful.
And you're with Radio North Sea International.
This is Radio Nazi International on 1367 kilohertz.
Music radio. Music radio. Music radio. Music radio. Music radio. Music radio. Music radio.
Sails through the air with the greatest of ease.
R&I.
RNI's
Smash Play.
What good are friends if you never call on them? Your best friend station.
Place that's gonna blow your mind.
Place that's gonna blow your mind.
Place that's gonna blow your mind.
This is the sound of Radio North Sea.
Sound of radio.
This is the sound of Radio North Sea.
This is Radio North Sea International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes, 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east. On 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM, channel 43, 100 megacycles. On the air from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. every day, Europe's only all-day music station, this is Radio North Sea International. And now the right time from Bulova, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Oh, you can't always get what you want, except on 2:44 at the North Sea International. Twiggy Day Show 27 now before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you're driving around, please drive with care. The following is a statement issued by the directors of Radio North Sea International. Radio North Sea moved to the frequency of 1230 kilocycles, 244 meters, because this frequency does not cause any interference to emergency broadcasts or legally authorized stations. However, the British government has accused us of interfering with other stations, although no proof can be found of this, and certainly no complaint has been received by our offices in Zurich. We would remind the British government that all frequency infringement allegations must be investigated by the Intertelecommunications Union in Geneva. That's the body that controls all European frequencies and prevents nations having to handle complaints with other nations personally. This would have been the legal method of investigating the alleged interference rather than the chosen illegal jamming of Radio North Sea, the cost of which the British taxpayer has to provide. No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war. Radio North Sea trusts that the legal right we have to broadcast without interference to you will soon be restored. Radio North Sea International intends to remain on the air.
Two, four, three. Twin spin. Two, four,
transformer.
You are currently tuned to 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band on FM channel 43, 100 megacycles. Please stand by following the next record for an important news development. Good evening. This is Carl Mitchell welcoming you to the new sound of Radio Caroline International. Good evening. This is Andy Archer. The unbelievable has happened. This is the return of Radio Caroline International.
And if you'd like to write to any of us here on Radio Caroline, I know you wouldn't like to write to me, no. Be like that, then. The address is Radio Caroline, P.O. Box 113, Zurich 8047, which is Zurich 8047 in Switzerland. That's Radio Caroline, P.O. Box 113, Zurich 8047 in Switzerland. And I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say that we would love to hear from you.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson? If you think three radios down, we are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson? If you think three radios down, Mr. Stonehouse starts to jam at 5:21. And he goes home at 2 a.m., his dirty work is done. So watch out, Mr. Wilson, you have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you've missed the bus. So who do you think you are hitting, Mr. Wilson? If you think the radio's down.
There's a record there from 1966 from a band called The Swinging Medallions, and one of Bob Stewart's favourite records, and one of my favourite records too, called She Drives Me Out of My Mind. Well, it seems that everybody's gone to the party, because I can't see a single soul. The only person I can see in the whole boat is Kurt, who's grooving away in the transmitter room, doing some sort of logging or other, and he seems to be quite involved in what he's doing. He's quite pleased, actually, that we're on medium wave now on 100 kilowatts, so we should be covering most of the world on medium wave. We hope so, anyway. And if we don't cover it on medium wave, we certainly cover it on shortwave. Well, I had several letters, probably about 100 letters, all saying about the same things. Thank you very much, Spangles Muldoon, for making R and I sound different. Well, if I make it sound different and it pleases you, well, thank you very much indeed.
7 minutes now away from 2 o'clock, and we have to apologise to you for interrupting our normal programme schedule with these urgent messages, but as you can probably appreciate, something rather drastic has happened, or they're trying to make something happen, which we won't stand for. We're refusing to allow anybody on this radio ship, and if you've just joined us, perhaps you'd like to be put in the picture that a tug has come alongside, along with a person by the name of Kees Manders, who apparently is a well-known figure in Holland, and he is trying to take the ship away. Our captain has only allowed him on board and nobody else, and that will remain that way. We're not going to let anybody else on board the ship, only Mr. Manders, to hear what he's got to say. But Radio North Sea International will stay broadcasting until we receive a definite order from our head office in Zurich. So if anybody is listening in Zurich or in London or in our office in The Hague in Scheveninger, perhaps they would like to do something, perhaps send a boat out, or perhaps try to make contact with us on the short wave. So we await your instructions, and we will stay on the air bringing music and, of course, bring you up to the minute reports on exactly what is happening out here. Once more, a tug has came alongside about 20 minutes or 25 minutes to two with a small launch behind. On the launch was Mr. Kees Manders, who was at one time going to be a director of this radio station, and then it was decided that he would not be a director, and now he feels that through possibly breach of contract, I don't know, he wants to take the ship away. And Radio North Sea, the Mebo 2, is not going to be taken away. It's going to stay here. And our captain's refusing to let anybody on board except for Mr. Manders himself. And we await instructions from our head office. So till then, we'll carry on with the music and bring you up-to-the-minute reports of just exactly what is happening. But believe me, we'll stay with you for as long as possible.
This is Carl Mitchell once again continuing in our appeal for aid from anyone and everyone in The Hague and in Scheveninger. In case you've just joined us, the Mebo 2 is currently being boarded by...
Excuse me, Carl.
Yes?
Seems they're going to spray water onto the antenna, which apart from tripping out our transmitter, would also give whoever did it a very lethal shock. So by all means, spray the area with water if it makes you feel any better.
We might add just what Spangles said, so it's loud and clear to those people on the tug, the Husky. If you're contemplating spraying the antenna with water, you're going to be in for a bit of a surprise, because I think 100,000 watts of power will be coming back down in your direction. So if you'd care to be fried a wee bit, I don't particularly think that's a good idea. And as well, it's quite dangerous for anyone and everyone who's on the tug. I might add that I think in this sort of a situation, it was quite stupid for anyone on the tug to bring out not only a lady, but a small child who's also on the tug. So that's just a bit of a warning to those people on the tug, the Husky, if they are contemplating spraying the antenna, not only themselves, but the lady on board and along with a small child might not live to tell about it.
This is Radio North Sea International, the sound of Europe, the voice of the world, and here is Spangles Maldoon with an important announcement.
If they are listening on the tug, beware, because we've got petrol bombs ready and they'll come straight for you if you continue to cut the anchor.
Bulliver time is now exactly 6 o'clock. Yes, sir. Bulliver, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch.
This is R&I, worldwide news.
Good evening, and first the headline story. And today, Radio North Sea makes the news headlines. At 1:35 British summer time today, a tugboat and a small launch came alongside the Mebo 2. The captain of the Mebo allowed only one of the men aboard, who stated that he wanted to tow the radio ship away. The man, Case Munders, was immediately told to leave the ship, as he had no official documents, and four attempts were made by the pirates to get alongside. Each time, they were repelled by the captain and crew and the disc jockey staff. As the pirates were coming in for the fifth time, they spotted Radio North Sea's tender ship speeding from the fog in answer to distress calls. And both the tug and the launch sped off. Before leaving, they were heard to say that a further attempt would be made. A full-strength 24-hour-a-day guard has now been manned, and we have the situation in hand.
Radio North Sea is voluntarily closing down this morning at 11 o'clock. Due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations, our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting, so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio North Sea International thanks you all for your support in the past month, during our times of drama and struggle. Thank you for being faithful to us. We close this morning at 11 o'clock. And as the clock ticks away, the time gets near.
Both Helen and myself joined the station at exactly the same time, so together we'll say goodbye.
What good are friends if you never call on them? Your best friend station.
From Alan West, it's goodbye.
And from me, Andy Archer, it's goodbye too.
And from R&I, it's goodbye.
And God bless.
Postbus 117 Hilversum. Postbus 117 Hilversum.
Dit is Radio Noordzee met een proefuitzending op 220 meter middengolf. U kunt ons ook beluisteren op 49 meter korte golf, of via de FM-band kanaal 44, dat wil zeggen 100 megahertz. Ons adres is Radio Noordzee, postbus 117 Hilversum. Voor alle informaties inzake publiciteit over deze zender, Radio Noordzee, postbus 117 Hilversum. U zult in de toekomst nog meer van Radio Noordzee horen. Nu kunt u luisteren naar een non-stop grammofoonplatenprogramma van Radio Noordzee.
Radio Noordzee International will be on the air 20 hours per day with music and entertainment, especially for you on your particular radio. And we'd like to hear from you, especially at this time, we'd like to hear from you concerning our reception in your area. And please address your reception reports on postcards only, please, to Radio North Sea International, in brackets, reception reports, P.O. Box 113-8047, Zurich, in Switzerland. And if this is the first time that you've tuned to Radio North Sea International, may I welcome you to this test transmission, and may I ask you also if you may like to pick up your phone and tell your friends that we're back on the air. If your friends live next door or a couple of doors away, why not take the tranny round and prove to them on the spot that R&I is back and on full power.
Travelling into the years gone by.
R&I.
Sit back.
With
transmitters in the medium wave at 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz. And in short wave at 6,205 kilohertz in the 49 meter European band. And in the FM band at channel 44, 100 megacycles. This is Radio North Sea International, the sound of a young Europe. R&I is from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. with disc jockeys Tony Allen, Jan Van Veen, Joost Dreyer, Ferry Matt, Crispian St. John, Alan West, Stevie Merrick, Martin Kane and David Rogers. So stay with Radio North Sea International. Music on your dial 20 hours per day.
The fastest thing in the air.
Is always happy to be of service.
This is the Radio North Sea Prediction LP of the Week.
It is Radio North Sea International.
We are having to abandon ship very soon. The entire stern end of the ship is on fire. Please call this telephone number, Zurich 542447. 542447. SOS, Mamibo 2 is being abandoned. You're listening to a transmission from the radio ship Mamibo 2. This is Radio North Sea International. Still broadcasting in the medium wave, short wave and an FM bands. Please stay tuned to these frequencies for further information. The fire which we reported just now had started in the engine room has now reached the bridge. We will soon have to abandon ship. The last abandoned ship call was a false one. The last abandoned ship call was a false one. We may have to abandon ship soon. We need help. SOS. SOS. This is Radio North Sea International. Mebo 2 anchored 4.5 miles from the coast of Scheveningen in Holland. At a time like this, I can't even say Scheveningen. Scheveningen in Holland. 4.5 miles from the coast by the radio ship Norderney Veronica. We are on fire due to a bomb thrown on board from a motor launch. His identity we do not know. We didn't even see the launch. We need help immediately. We need help immediately. SOS, SOS, Mayday, 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 Mayday. We may have to abandon ship. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. We may have to abandon ship. The fire has now reached the bridge. We do not know when we shall have to abandon ship, but it may be within the next few minutes. We are on fire in the engine room. The fire has now reached the bridge. Our transmission engineer has taken all of the telecommunication equipment from the bridge. We can no longer communicate between ship and shore. We can no longer communicate between ship and shore. The communication links have been taken away from the bridge, which is now on fire. The bridge is now burning. The engine room is burning. This is the Mebo 2. We may have to abandon ship. We do not know how long she will stay afloat. You're listening to Radio North Sea International. This is an emergency broadcast. SOS Mayday. Please call Zurich 542447. 542447 Zurich. SOS Mayday, 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 Mayday. This is the Mebo 2 on fire. This is the Mebo 2 on fire. This is Radio North Sea International, an SOS call. This is Mayday, 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 Radio North International from the Mebo 2. At exactly 52 degrees, 11 minutes latitude, 52 degrees, 11 minutes latitude, 4 degrees, 16 minutes longitude. 52 degrees, 11 minutes latitude, 4 degrees, 16 minutes longitude. 4 miles from the coast of Scheveningen, Holland. 1 mile from the radio ship Norderney, Veronica. We are having to abandon ship very soon. The bridge and the engine room are on fire. The fire is taking control of the ship. The fire was caused by a bomb thrown on board from a small motor ship. A small motor launch with an outboard motor. We do know who it belongs to. We don't know where it came from or where it's going to. But it certainly bombed us while it was here. Fire caused by a bombing in the engine room on Radio North Sea International, the radio ship Mebo 2. Once again, our exact position, please listen carefully, 52 degrees, 11 minutes north latitude, 4 degrees, 16 minutes longitude, east, 4 degrees, 16 minutes east longitude, 52 degrees, 11 minutes latitude north. This is the Meebo 2. This is the Meebo 2 on fire. This is the Meebo 2 on fire. SOS, Mayday, 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 SOS. This is an SOS call from Radio North Sea International. Once again, we have trouble. Somebody's bombed us this time. 4 miles from the coast of Scheveningen, the radio ship Meebo 2 is on fire. We need help immediately. We need help immediately. Radio North Sea International broadcasts in the medium wave at 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz. Shortwave, 6,205 kilohertz, 49 meters European band. FM channel 44, 100 megahertz. Please stay tuned to these three frequencies for further information. Please write down this telephone number and call it immediately. Zurich 542447. Meebo 2 is now abandoning ship.
Well, kiddies, it's 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Dave. More Top 50 after the news. Following the fire on board this radio ship, Meebo 2, last night, three men have been arrested in Amsterdam. The men have been charged with planting a bomb on board the ship, which started an intense fire which has burnt out most of the after ship structure. The bomb exploded last night at 22:50 hours and started a fire instantly. After a few minutes, it was believed the fire was under control, but suddenly it worsened. Members of the crew and broadcasting staff attempted to halt the fire. The Mayday call was broadcast in English and Dutch, and for a while, members of the crew left the ship for life rafts. Eventually, the tugboat Eurotrip came alongside, and crew and staff joined this vessel. Throughout the fire, the transport engineer, Kurt, the chief ship's engineer, Joop, and the captain, Captain Hartveld, remained on board. Within an hour of the explosion, two firefighting vessels were alongside and putting out the fire, which was by that time raging throughout the whole stern of the ship. Other ships, tugs, lifeboats and naval vessels also joined in the firefighting. We would now like to thank all on board those vessels who helped us. Also our thanks to those on land who might have helped us last night. We shall not forget what you have done. The damage to the radio ship at the moment, the whole of the after end of the ship is a write-off construction-wise, and our engines and DC generators are, however, working. The remainder of the vessel, including transmitter, hull, studios, newsroom and disc jockey's quarters, are undamaged. There is no further danger, and programs will continue as normal.
British Radio Nordsee.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
International.
You're here with Summer Sound, RNI.
Listen to the Christmas and John show from RNI, that's Radio North International, on this Friday evening. And going back to what Steve said actually about the programme directors listening, one thing we did say in our first hour of broadcasting was that if you have views on the programmes, you'd like to drop us a line and give us any ideas and everything, well, of course, you're more than welcome to do so, because you're the listener, and it's the programmes which we do are aimed at you, and they're for you. And if you've got any comments at all and you'd like to let us know, well, why not do so? Just drop us a line. The address, of course, PO Box 117, Hilversum in Holland.
You're having fun on RMI Summer Sound.
This is RNI's World Service, broadcasting in the shortwave bands at 6,205 kHz in the 49-meter band and also at 9,935 kHz in the 31-meter band. RNI's World Service, to the world with music.
North Sea International, North Sea International, North Sea International.
From RNI and North Sea Goes DX, it's once again good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be listening in RNI's worldwide listening land. My name is AJ Behrens, and this is your North Sea Goes DX.
Central European time is now exactly 2 o'clock. Dames en heren, het is 2 uur precies. Following another day's broadcasting, Radio Noordzee is now closing down until 6 a.m. Please rejoin us then. We broadcast on 220 meters, 1,367 kilohertz in the medium wave, in short wave at 6,205 kilohertz in the 49 meter band, and on FM at 100 megahertz. Now, on behalf of the management and staff of Radio Noordzee, the captain and his crew aboard the radio ship Mebo 2, we bid you good night, good morning, and pleasant dreams. Dames en heren, goedenacht, goeiemorgen, welterusten. Tot ziens.
What good are friends if you never call on them? Your best friend station.
Radio Noordzee wishes you good night.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station.
This is Simon D talking to you on behalf of all of us on Radio Caroline, here 4.5 miles away from Felixstowe. Now, what can I tell you about the station? Well, our technical equipment, I suppose. Firstly, the transmitters are made by Continental Electronics in the States and are 10 kilowatts each, two of them, costing about £50,000 each. And they will shortly be looped together, I expect, to give us a stronger signal when all the boffins are finished working on them. The studio itself consists of various equipment, tape recorders, record players, of course, basically in a mixer. The record players are made by Gates, costing about £500 each, and the Ampex tape recorders, I don't know the cost of those, I think they're about £1,000 each. Got about five of those. Now, the antenna, well, that's folded dipole aerial, which doesn't mean much to me, it probably means more to you. It's 168 feet high from the deck, or near 200 feet from sea level, I suppose. It is, in fact, the tallest mast on a ship in the world, one piece. Costs a lot of money. Generators, well, of course, they supply the power not only for our signal, but also for the ship. They're made by Mercedes-Benz. There are two of them downstairs. No, three, actually. There's another one in the engine room. Transmission hours. Well, as you know, we go from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 at night and from 5 past midnight till 3 a.m. at the moment, making, 18 hours a day or 17 hours 55. We shortly go over to 24 hours, I expect, when we're better organized. Studio staff, radio staff. Well, there's four DJs, about five electronic brains mixing with their work with panel operating, engineer side. We all do shift work. At the moment, we are just about to start a shift work on the DJ side anyway, of 2 weeks on and 1 week off. The crew number about 11, I think, 12 perhaps, with the cook and, of course, the captain, who's up there on the bridge most of the time. Record library, about 8,000 records and many miles of tapes, which, of course, we change every so often when we find a tune we like. Well, you know, we're here to stay. We've managed to fight the British government and win, and the GPO, and the customs, and generally everybody else. And thank you once more for your interest in our station. And from me now, and all of you, to all of you, from all of us, bye-bye.
And that, I'm afraid, winds up the early show from me, yours truly, Simon D, for this morning. My last one on board for, as I say, at least 2 weeks. Perhaps 3 weeks. Perhaps forever. Perhaps you'll never see me again. Anyway, I've very much enjoyed sitting here for the 3 hours every morning and playing your records round till, as we say, nearly 9 o'clock. So, until we meet again at this time in the morning, take very good care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
Now the summer fun time here on the Good Ship Radio Atlanta stands at 28 minutes after 7 p.m. Yeah, now, I want to be your loving baby. I want to be your man. You're moving along there, everybody, with the Rocket label here on the Good Ship Radio Atlanta, where now the contact time is 7:30.
Bruce Chanel, and he said, "Hey, baby," and "Hey, baby," you're tuned to Radio Such on 197 meters, the only station that doesn't pretend to swing and doesn't pretend to be with it, but we really are with it. Here's Sammy Davis, and he says, "Tenderly." This is Radio Such on 197 meters, and this is Paul Elvey, and I do hope you've joined us, because we're going to have a real swinging session today. We've got loads of people here, as you probably know if you've been listening the last few days. I've been on my own here for the last few days. But yesterday I was suddenly bombarded with loads of people, and it was very pleasant it was as well. There's Uncle Reg himself in person, with his delightful daughter Sue, and two helpers, Colin and Stephen, who've both been working very, very hard here, helping us get the station up to scratch. And they're all doing a great job.
You're in tune with Radio Invicta, broadcasting on 306 metres on the medium wave. Radio Invicta, your good music station, brings you music 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, from 5 a.m. until 6 p.m.
You're tuned to KING, transmitting on 236 metres on the medium wave, and the time, just coming up to 33 minutes past 1 p.m. You're listening to Lunchbox, introduced by myself, Roger Gomez. And now it's time for myself, Roger Gomez, to tell you about the KING Lucky Carl Sticker Number and such like competition. The idea of this competition is that on the back of all our car stickers, they've got a different number printed. And you might be the lucky one who wins. You see, each week we have a draw. And if you've got a car sticker with the number which is drawn upon the back, then you're lucky and you get a small prize. I'm not going to tell you how small, but it's pretty small anyway. If you want a car sticker because you want to enter for this glorious competition, or also simply because you want to display it upon your car, upon the back of your head, or anywhere you wish to advertise this glorious station, then all you have to do is send a postcard or a letter to this address. Car Stickers King Radio, Oxford House, Folkestone, Kent. Car Stickers King Radio, Oxford House, Folkestone, Kent. And upon this postcard or letter, demand as many car stickers as you feel you have the gall to demand, and they'll send them to you, because they're good like that.
I'd like to remind you now that you're listening to Radio S, the time is 20 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock we have the news for you, and that will be read by David Sinclair. The news is every 2 hours on the hour.
This is wonderful Radio London, where you're hearing things, where you're hearing things. It starts Monday on Wonderful Radio London.
15 minutes after 5 o'clock, and tonight we have a very special night for you, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do we have the Vernon's Pools program, but we also have the SEMA Bingo program as well, and that's a big deal because we get everybody down in the studio. We get Earl Richmond, the captain of the ship, and Earl, everybody to take witness that the game is straight, friends, so we can't diddle you even if we try. You know, if we want to do a bit of the old... Well, we just can't. I think they clamped down once they found that my mum was winning every couple of weeks, you know.
I've just got one thing to say about Radio London. It's wonderful.
2 minutes until Casey time. 2 minutes and 8 seconds. 2 minutes and 7 seconds. 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Well, I could stand here counting all day, but I won't. I'll just tell you that Dave Dennis is back tomorrow, ladies. Dave Dennis!
Don't forget to miss me.
Oh.
Don't forget, TW.
How dare you
if you do!
Now, how could we forget TW? He'll be back too, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. Forget TW? The man who brought us... And not only that, the first person in this country to really pioneer the... I mean, how could we forget him? It's just like forgetting Herman Finkelstein or Dorian Crundlewater or something like that.
Tell him the time!
You always tell him time by our new Bulova Accutron watch?
Bang, bang, yes.
This great thing that whirls around in front of us exactly 22 minutes until 6 o'clock, oh. And you can check that by Jim or Tim or whatever his name is. Or is it Fred or George? I forget which now.
Nuke!
Ladies, if you like coffee, you love tea.
W. Back with you on Tuesday or Wednesday, or if he ever makes it.
Oh, folks, the meaning behind these words. I mean, have you ever heard such meaning as dum-dum-dum-dum-dee-doo-wah, whoa-whoa, whoa-yeah-yeah? Yeah.
Well, it gives me a certain feeling, yes.
Yeah, pain in the reticule.
This is the big old, ladies and gentlemen, the revived 45 call.
Only the lonely.
This is Radio London. And the Colgate-Palmolive Request Star. With Tony Windsor.
Hello.
Thanks very much, Norman St. John, for the news. And we have lots more requests. Before we get underway with them, here's the newest one from Mr. Val Doonigan. You're back on the Colgate-Palmolive Request Hour.
Radio London. 14 now after the hour of 1 o'clock here on the Big L. You're in Dave's den and you're very welcome.
Big new sound. Woo! Everybody's tuning to Channel 66 to hear new sounds because they know this is where they happen first. Let Channel 66 turn you on by turning on Channel 66.
Thank you very much indeed, Duncan Johnson. Right now we're going to have a Revive 45 for you. This time it comes from Len Barry in 1, 2, 3.
Here's a writer of good songs. That's Mr. Bob Lind, and that's his latest effort for the Fontana label, and that's called San Francisco Woman. It's a big old climber this week. Very talented boy, Bob Lind. He was over here shortly and had the pleasure of meeting him, and he's going to go a long, long way.
Radio London brings you the most exciting bargain of the year. It's Quick Shave. Quick Shave is a battery-operated dry shaver by Benetton, designed to lead a double life. Double life because Quick Shave deals firmly with the toughest male bed and gently under the arms of a girl. A deodorant can be applied immediately after with no discomfort. Quick Shave is unbelievably smooth. No more dreary razor scraping, just a smooth, clear skin every time you use it. Men and women everywhere will want to buy a Quick Shave, which comes in a neat, crackle-finish case. It slips easy into a man's pocket or a woman's handbag and is ready for instant use. Quick Shave can be used indoors and outdoors for people on the move because it's factory-operated and cord-free. Big L offers this exciting bargain at £2, which includes postage and packing and batteries with absolutely no extras whatsoever. Send your £2 postal order or check made payable to Radio London to Quick Shave, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1. That's Quick Shave, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1.
Thanks very much indeed there, Tutty. At 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 12.
Remember, you heard it true, always as to it, a long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Living Radio.
Yes, indeedy, and on the TW show this morning, let's go back to the year of 1958, and we remember this one.
There's no stopping you with Caroline. Advertise on Radio Caroline and make 1965 your boom year. Sell on Radio Caroline and watch your sales leap ahead. Caroline offers today's most economical advertising rates and a listening audience of millions. Make them your audience. Let Caroline tell them what you offer. Get up and go with Caroline. Contact Caroline Sales, 6 Chesterfield Gardens, London, West 1. Ring Hyde Park, 97-21.
A touch of glory for Mellow Yellow. Donovan's new song there, right in this week at number 27. Well, on its way to the top here at your big, big station. 259. Time right now is 26 and a half minutes towards the hour of 2 o'clock. Now come in from the cold for a spot of undercover work at Speedwin, the service specialist. No kidding. Top servicing from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. in covered four cars. Speedwin, Ashford Road, Maidstone. It's a Caroline free petrol garage.
Sounds fine, it's Caroline!
Well, I think you'll agree with me when I say that's kind of a nice one. It's supplied there by Tim Harden, and the title of it, Hang On To A Dream. 5 minutes now before 12 o'clock, 40 degrees, the current Caroline temperature check, and I think we'll possibly have time for about one, possibly two more this morning on the Mike A. Show.
How did you sleep last night? If your bedtime drink was Horlicks, you enjoyed the right kind of sleep. The sleep that replaces lost energy and relaxes tired minds. With Horlicks, you sleep till you wake refreshed. Make it your regular bedtime drink. Horlicks.
Okay, thank you very, very much indeed. And our tender has just arrived and is now just leaving. So if you hear kind of a popping in the background, that's what it is. I better roll in some music before I deafen you here.
Findus Fresh. Findus Fresh.
And remember, every pack of Findus you buy means another chance to cash in on the Radio Caroline Cash Casino.
Yes, sir, and getting us underway on this Findus Frozen Food segment, we have a big, long, white envelope, which comes to us from, whoops, can't get the darn thing open, from Northampton, according to our postmark, anyway. Well, anyway, there she goes. Let's just get the letter out. There. Inside, we have, wrapped in a piece of paper, a label for Findus two fish cakes. And that appears to have been burned at some time or other. Anyway, the note comes from 6 Woodside Crescent, Boothville, Northampton, and it says, Dear Sir, the shadows, C.R. Benton. Well, C.R. Benton, we are not looking for the shadows, but thanks for getting into our game anyhow. Hope you'll try again. We'll put £10 into the jackpot. £1,850 is what we have. And for this Friday, we have the clue, which goes as follows.
Personality Radio, Caroline North on 259. It's the cream of the crop.
Now then, hands up, anybody who can't hear me. Ah, well, you see, the reason is that you're tuned to 199 meters, and we're not. We're on 259 meters, so tune over to 259 meters in the medium wave band right away, 1169 kilocycles, because that's where we are doing our test transmission all the way through until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the reason we're doing it, of course, is to try and improve our signal to you. Now, we'd like to know exactly how we're coming through in your particular area, so if you'd be good enough to drop us a line, a postcard, or a letter, or write it on the back of a £5 note, I don't mind. However way you want to do it, drop us a line, let us know how the reception is in your area. We'd be very, very pleased to hear from you. We really would. Now, the address to which you should write is Radio Caroline North, Test Transmission, Post Office Box Number 3, Ramsey, Isle of Man. And we thank you very much indeed. We really want to hear from you very much indeed so as we know exactly how we're doing. Hey, all potential Radio Caroline advertisers should find out the facts about Caroline's new premium promotion schemes. Now, this is a brand new way to advertise with costs at a minimum level and yet retaining maximum audience coverage. Now, if you're thinking of advertising on Radio Caroline North, get the facts about premium promotions. All you have to do is drop a line to Radio Caroline, 61 Lord Street, Liverpool 2. Or you can telephone Liverpool Central, 8393.
That is City Sound 18. It's amazing how out of touch you can get after being away for about 4 or 5 days. You come back and things are all different, you know. New records out, new chart placings, everything's up the thing, you know. Yes, 26 and a half before the hour of 3 o'clock on the Breakaway program, and this is Radio City broadcasting on 299 meters, and this is the request station of the nation. A request on a postcard, please, to this address. Note the new address here now. It's Clifford House, 15 Clifford Street, London, W1. Phil J's pick of the week.
Number one this week on City, the Mud Tops, and the story of Eleanor Rigby.
Radio City, your host on the coast.
At 20 past 3 o'clock on Macca's Music Show, the Monster Mike side. Good to have you along with us this afternoon too for the program.
This is Radio 390, broadcasting on 388.1 meters in the medium wave band, Britain's most powerful commercial radio station.
On 242 meters in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
Good evening. This is a proud moment for me, and indeed for all of us here, for after many months of trial and tribulation, Radio Scotland is now a floating reality. Thanks to the skill and ingenuity of a dedicated band of radio engineers and the loyalty of our team, we have been able to convert a former Clyde-built lightship, the Comet, into one of the most modern offshore broadcasting stations in the world. Now, our aims are simple and straightforward: to provide a new exciting form of entertainment radio and to offer advertisers a new, simple and economic medium in which to sell to millions of homes in Scotland and the Northern England.
One for you on Radio Scotland calling you. Turn the dial to Radio Scotland station, then on 242.
Who has all the latest records? Radio Scotland leads the way. For the best in entertainment, stay with 242 all day.
One for you on Radio Scotland calling you. Turn the dial to Radio Scotland station, then on 242.
Don't you miss your favorite program, doesn't matter where you are. In the home or in the factory, Radio Scotland's never far.
One for you on Radio Scotland calling you. Turn the dial to Radio Scotland station, then on 242.
The fastest thing in the air, swinging radio, England.
Testing for Swinging Radio England. Hi there, this is Rick Randall with a brand new sound for the British Isles, where the action is.
Stay with the fun.
Woo-hee!
Hear all the hits on Swinging Radio England.
The fun spot.
I have a few things here we'd like to give you. Just a preview of the new sound which will be coming your way on Swinging Radio England, where the action is.
Swinging Radio England, where the action is.
Brand new station for the British Isles, Swinging Radio England. Time now is 3:30 on May the 3rd, 1966. First day on the air for Swinging Radio England.
Swinging Radio England.
Roger. Day. I'm swinging Radio England.
But the time is 9 minutes past 12. You stand by for the Bill Berry Show at 3 p.m. Oldie Goldie time on the Roger Day Show. You got a favourite record? You run into me. Roger Day, Kerry, Swinging Radio England, 32 Curzon Street, London, West 1. I'd love to hear from you. These are the Walker Brothers. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore, and on this summer's showing, that I can well believe.
Broadcasting 4.5 miles off the Prince and Essex coast, you're listening to the capital sound of SRE, Swinging Radio England, on 227 meters in the medium wave band. It's 5 p.m.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell, see you in September, a happening. Buzz 40 from Swinging Radio England this week. Good afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, Smithwick Show. And it sure is nice to have you along.
Salixine Emulsion, Salixine Gloss. Get
get it from the factory at half the cost. Put it on your paintbrush, then it can be seen. No other paint is half as good as Silexine.
And this top quality paint is yours at just half the usual price. For full details and a color chart, send a postcard to Silexine, 32 Curzon Street, London, W1.
Boss Radio.
Gil and Johnny, come on, sunshine. Exclusively yours.
And this, of course, is the last 29 minutes of programming that Swinging Radio England will bring to the listening area of Great Britain. For this next half hour, we intend to do our very best to entertain you with every one of the jocks who has ever been on Swinging Radio England.
The bright sounds of the smart set. Hallmark of quality Britain radio.
The bright new sounds of Radio Britain coming your way, testing the first day, May 3rd, 1966. This is Radio Britain.
Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio.
This is Britain Radio, 355 meters in the medium wave band. The time now, 11 o'clock. And this is Alan Black with the 11 o'clock news headlines. The Russian Premier, Mr. Kosygin, has... And with this day from Finders Keepers, that's Cliff Richard to the rescue there when I was struggling with Judy Garland. Well, I don't mean that literally, of course, I don't even know the lady.
International standard for quality. Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio. The smart set.
Shop at McFisheries for juicy Jaffa oranges, so fresh they seem still warm from that lovely hot sun. Only 1 and 11 pence for 5, cheap for a bit of winter sunshine. Get sweet, juicy Jaffa oranges, 5 for 1 and 11, top McFisheries value.
Hi everybody, this is Johnny Dark with a reminder about our program, the R&B Night Ride, that comes your way every Sunday night from 7 to 8. Don't miss it. We'll be featuring people like John Lee Hooker, Memphis Slim, Elmore James, Bo Diddley, Lightning Hopkins, and lots of blues artists that are seldom heard on this side of the Atlantic. Don't miss it. The R&B Night Ride every Sunday night from 7 to 8. The sole source of soul music in Great Britain. See you then.
Houdt u van tekenen? Dan volgt straks een belangrijke mededeling van de school van de 12 beroemdste Amerikaanse tekenaars, de FAS. Pak potlood en papier.
Uw briefje of uw briefkaart wordt snel verwacht. Op postbus nummer 9088.
In Amsterdam.
This is Radio 390, closing down. We trust that you've enjoyed our programs today and that you'll join us again tomorrow. We'll be back on the air at 6:30 in the morning with our first program of the day, Morning Melody. Till then, we wish you a peaceful night and a pleasant and happy day tomorrow. So from us all here on Radio 390, good night, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
wonderful radio London, where your hearing swings. The music sings on wonderful radio London. Big L.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, if we can have, please, a little bit of reverence and a little bit of respect. It's the funeral service of Frankie the Fly. And if you have anything black to put on, well, please put it on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Kay reporting through the facilities of Radio London's new service. With the express permission of parents and living relatives, we interrupt our normal program to bring you live recordings of the funeral service conducted aboard the MV Galaxy at 2 p.m. on this Friday, June the 2nd, 1967. It is only fitting and proper that we should present this broadcast tribute to such a distinguished visitor to our ship who tragically met an accidental death at the negligent hands of staff announcer Chuck Blair. Yes, Frankie the Fly's body has been committed to the deep. The pallbearers were Keith Skews, Pete Drummond, Tony Brandon, Willie Walker, Armani Hawkins, and Professor Russell Tollefield. Your reporter could see the greens and browns and yellows of the pallbearers' uniforms fluttering in a brisk North Sea breeze that lightened for a moment as though the elements themselves were paying homage to Frankie the Fly's final public appearance. The whisper of mighty diesel generators mingled with the heart-rending sobs of Frankie's friend and confidant, Sally Swainson, whose grief was evident for all to see. The ceremony commenced with the dramatic six-gun salute that is the tradition of services of this magnitude. Regrettably, salt water had affected most of the ammunition reserved for these occasions. However, a bill for 18 shillings has already been received from a greenhouse manufacturer in Walton-on-the-Naze. Frankie would have liked that. Further tribute was paid to Frankie by those who had fought with him, members of his own squadron who flew in a funeral flypast. Frankie the Fly's comrades in arms had done homage to their very own personal hero. Fellow flies who had made countless sorties, exchanged jokes of unique obscenity in the mess on hundreds of occasions, had paid their last respects. But the service would never, could never be complete without music. For Frankie the Fly was a lover of music from the tips of his wings to the end of his dying days. Members of the faithful Fly Ensemble performed this traditional hymn. Radio London listeners are respectfully invited to join in, if they wish. As Frankie would himself have wished, Frankie's favorite song was sung by his two beloved cousins, Daisy Fly and Francesca Fly. After the performance, these cousins became once removed. Following a brief and unintelligible prayer from the ship's captain, a respectful pause, reminiscent of a disc jockey burning up the North Sea, the body of Frankie the Fly slid slowly down the ramp and was forever committed to the deep. We now invite all Radio London listeners, wherever they may be, to join the announcing staff, the cooks, the engineers, the officers and men of the MV Galaxy in a final farewell to Frankie the Fly. Chuck Blair's final comments were heard to be, "Bye!"
Bye. Bye-bye, Frankie. I'm sorry.
This has been a broadcast tribute to Frankie the Fly. This is Paul Kay on behalf of the new service returning listeners to the studio.
Oh, I don't know whether I can introduce this next record. I really don't, because it was such a moving service, wasn't it? Mm.
Oh dear, I...
What are you doing?
Excuse me. Pardon?
What are you doing?
I'm just superimposing this to, Why? Well, you see, Norman, who's just gone upstairs to go and get the news, the latest world news, will be coming down in about 1.5 minutes' time to read the news. Yes. If we don't tell him, you see, I'm writing, to the listeners at home, they don't know we've got little cassettes marked what's happening, you see, and for the blip, I'm going to put it on the Knox, you see. So every time he reads the news, and instead of getting a he's going to get a sort of thing, yeah.
Hey, good. Do you think he'll break up?
No, he's in a very serious mood today. He's got a cold in his left kneecap.
Oh, dear.
Is he back yet? No, he's not here yet.
Oh, well, let's play the jingle and see if he gets back in time.
And here he is.
Yes. Yes. Excuse me. I'll just get my chair in here. Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And now...
The dateline is Saturday.
Yet, mate. You're going to give the time.
Oh, yes, it's 3:30, fast approaching there, that off, yes. Right, and it's almost time for the use. That takes ages to get there, I tell you, it really does.
Yeah, no, we are, we're there.
Oh, are we? Right.
Wonderful Radio London, news around the clock.
Dateline Saturday, February the 25th, Birkenhead. Britain's second Polaris submarine, Renown, was launched this morning by the wife of the Defence Minister, Mr. Healy. Thousands of shipyard workers and their families cheered as it was launched, but outside the shipyard there were scuffles with police as anti-nuclear demonstrators tried to climb the gates. America. The search for the man who claims to be the Boston Strangler, Albert DeSilvo, has spread to Canada this morning after reports that he was seen heading for Ontario in a car. Police and customs officials have been warned as he is thought to be carrying a gun. DeSilvo escaped yesterday from a mental hospital in Massachusetts. Saigon. A massive sweep of American and South Vietnamese forces through the guerrilla-held territory 70 miles northwest of Saigon has continued with little resistance. A spokesman in Saigon said this morning that there had been few casualties. Peking. It was learned a short time ago that thousands of people have taken part in a rally to mark the banning of 9 Red Guard groups accused of being against the Cultural Revolution. And India. In the elections, there were 109 of the 520 seats yet to be declared. The Congress Party still needs 37 to get an absolute majority. And so far, they have won 224. And finally, the weather forecast. This afternoon, most areas will have some scattered showers, and these may be heavy at times. Winds will be moderate to strong southwesterly, reaching gale force on coastal regions. Temperatures will reach the high of around 8 centigrade, 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and the outlook continuing dry with some scattered showers. Temperatures will be near normal. With all probability, there will be another newscast in an hour's time, and this is Norman St. John reporting.
Wonderful Radio London, it's just great for fun.
I've been dreaming, too, for the last hour about one of the towers sinking. I've been swimming out there in the water for the last hour. Oh, dear. Clarky, you want to say goodbye on behalf of the 5x4, Marvin, do you?
Have you explained why we're saying goodbye, you know?
Oh, we haven't said it yet, then.
No.
We haven't had it in the news service yet.
No.
Oh, dear, it's up to me, then, is it?
Yeah to make the big announcement.
It always happens to me, doesn't it? This happened back in June. Mm-hmm. What sort of thing, you know? Anyway, the grim news just received, apparently, is that we have been found to be illegal. This is ridiculous, of course, because, as we all know, there are about 300 stations in Europe which are on the same footing and are basically illegal, including Vatican Radio and the whole bit, you know. But to get to the point, we have to go off the air tonight for the last time at midnight, because this is the way the court has swung the decision in Southend, and therefore Radio City is kaput. No more finita. What can we say without getting into a mass of sentiment and rubbish, you know, which I hate doing anyway because it's sort of very false. Of course, we are very sorry about this, but what can we do, you know? And it's the law of the land, and we have to try and abide by it. So, getting back to 5x4, Clarkie's just finished his last program. He just realized this, and would like to say, of course, goodbye to all the 5x4 listeners. Right, Loopy Loop?
It suddenly dawned on me that 7 minutes ago was my last show on Radio City because of the ruling by the court at Southend. So, as you say, what can you say? Bye-bye to 5x4, bye-bye to 5x4 listeners. Thank you for listening. We might be back on the air sometime. We don't know yet, but for the time being, it's goodbye.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've just tuned in. This is Radio 355. Tony Munson has just dropped his headgear. Yes, you've just tuned in to what is going to be the last 24 minutes of 355's transmission. We're all very sad about that, but we're having a ball. We hope that you, your family, and your friends are going to join in the spirit that we have here on 355. And as all the boys have expressed their feelings, we'll see you very, very shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your man with the music, Tony Windsor, saying, see you around. Like a record. Like a bell. A bell? Yeah, a ship's bell. Don't get confused. Good night. Goodbye. And God bless you.
21 minutes until 1 o'clock.
Radio London needs your help. Write to the Prime Minister today to put free radio to the public vote.
Eh? No. Prefer the one with strings. That's
the
one with strings.
Radio London needs your help to put free radio to the public vote. For nearly 3 years now, Radio London has been bringing you free entertainment at no cost to you, the taxpayer. Radio London has also helped British manufacturers sell their products at home and abroad. We have helped such organizations as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, and the British Empire Cancer Campaign gather funds to help the people they serve. Now the Postmaster General has submitted a bill to Parliament which attempts to stop this station broadcasting by imposing sanctions against us. The Postmaster General levels 3 charges. 1, we steal our copyrights. This is not true. Radio London pays full royalties for its music. The Postmaster General says we interfere with emergency services at sea. Yet, in nearly 3 years, there have been close to 3,000 emergency calls around Britain, but not one case of interference has occurred during that time. The Postmaster General says we interfere with continental stations, but in nearly 3 years, Radio London has yet to receive its first complaint. Technical experts agree that Great Britain could have dozens of free stations using directional signals pointed away from the continent. Public opinion polls have shown that a majority of the British people want us to continue broadcasting. We say, put free radio to the public vote, and we ask you today to write to the Prime Minister and ask for his help. The address is the Right Honourable Harold Wilson, Prime Minister, 10 Downing Street, London, SW1. All we are asking for is fair treatment. We say again, put free radio to the public vote.
I agree.
Right today.
Of course, what Ed doesn't mention is that we're fun as well.
Dear Post Office or Naughty Postcard or something bigger, preferably, told Harold Wilson.
Here now is the announcement you've all been waiting for. With the passing of the Marine Broadcasting Bill, Radio London regrets to inform its listeners that after nearly 3 years of broadcasting, it'll be forced to close down in mid-August.
Broadcasting. Mr. Paul Brown, the opposition spokesman on broadcasting, spoke of the great opportunity that had been missed by banning commercial radio from Britain. He said that the combination of the BBC and commercial stations could have given Britain programmes of a variety and quality unequalled anywhere in the world.
For the very last time on Caroline, it's time for Kiefer's Commotion!
Final Kiefer's Commotion on the Sunday afternoon, August the 13th. We broadcast 24 hours a day on 259 meters in the medium wave band, and we're very soon to be the one and only.
That's another former Kiefer's carefully calculated contention, number 45 on the countdown this week. Those are the symbols in a song on the President label called Bye Bye Baby, written by the Four Seasons. And it's time to roll the theme. And just in case you're wondering what this theme is, if you've always wondered, it's called Sidewinder. It's by a bunch of fellows that are good friends of mine in Canada called West Acres and the Rebels. And I sang with them at one time. Very nice bunch of guys. And they did this theme, well, not especially for me. But like I say, it's called Sidewinder. And I know it's available in Canada. I don't know about over here. This is the theme. Last time you're going to hear it. And that's it for this Sunday afternoon, August the 13th, the last edition of Kiefer's Commotion on Radio Caroline. Thank you very, very much for being with me this afternoon. And thank you for being with me any afternoon that you have joined me previous to this one. It's been more than a real pleasure working for you and playing records for you. I want you each to take real good care of yourself and be very, very good to each other. And if you can possibly do it, join me tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 for the final program, The Breakfast Show, right here on Caroline. When again, for you, I'll have another 3 solid hours of finger snap and toe tap and knee knock and thigh slap and knuckle crack and finger pop and leg pull and wrist twist and tongue tangle and foot stomp and rocky roll music. Brought to you by me, Kiefer, spelt with an F. Be good. I hope we meet someday. And take very good care of yourself. For the last time, on with Commotion, this is Kiefer saying bye-za-bye. This is the sound of Free Radio, Caroline South, broadcasting 24 hours a day on 259 meters in the medium wave band, where the time is now exactly 6 o'clock, Bulova Watch Time, B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova. When you know what makes a watch tick, you'll buy a Bulova.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dearest friends, it is with deep regret that I say goodbye and fond adieu on this my last program on Radio London. And I say goodbye with heartfelt thanks for all the pleasure you've given me by your thoughtful well wishes, your acceptance of my announcing, and the sweet, kind, wonderful hospitality you've shown. I thank you for your love, your loyalty, and all you've done to make our valiant cause seem so worthwhile. Our fight for free radio has not been in vain, although it seems so right now. We've made an impression which will long be remembered. We owe so much to you, our faithful, wonderful audience. I say goodbye to each and every one of you, you whom I have nothing but the deepest respect and friendship for. I say goodbye also to Mr. Alan Keane, to the wonderful directors, salesmen, and office staff of Radio London, and to all my compatriots and fellow announcers on Radio London, the men who have made this station into one of the most polished professional organizations of broadcasting in the world. And I say goodbye, God bless, and best wishes always to every office worker, every teenager, housewife, factory worker, every elderly person who looked toward us for cheer, to every British serviceman overseas, to every coal miner, farmer, and nurse. I thank you, dearest hearts, for your kindness. I wish you happy days. Take care of yourself, and God bless.
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound of wonderful Radio London.
Broadcasting, it is almost certain that the Marine Offenses Bill designed to stop offshore radio will come into force tomorrow. As a result, Radio London will be closing down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock.
And now, Radio London presents their final hour.
Well, if you're feeling down,
some mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
This is Caroline South on 259 meters in the medium wave band, the continuing sound of free radio and your future in commercial radio.
Broadcasting on 259 meters in the medium wave band with 50,000 watts, this is Radio Caroline International. Offices based in Amsterdam, in Paris, in Canada, and in New York.
Caroline, Caroline, she is
Radio Caroline now continues to give you what we have been giving you for the past 3.5 years.